This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
NFL draft is 3 days away. We're going to do a hypothetical exercise here. Assuming the Ravens stay at 27, any chance the pick isn't a defensive player or an offensive lineman, Jason?
I have a hard time coming up with potential value at other positions that would make sense. Like the top two tight ends, I think, are gone by pick 14. Now, there could be three running backs that go in this draft, and they could look at whichever one is still there after Denver picks Ohio State or North Carolina, and they could have a super high grade on him, and they could look at him as similar to how they did Dobbins a few years. Like, this guy can win for us on first, second, third down, can win for us in the screen game. These kids, I think, both
pass protect
better than Dobbins. But, like, I don't know, man. Can they really do that there? I don't think they'd be able to. You can't force a trade out. Like, it takes two to tango.
Uh-huh.
But I have a hard time realistically doing this exercise and looking at who could be there and seeing a position that they would reach for other than just dipping back into what's left at offensive line or somewhere in the front seven.
Yeah, I can't
see. I mean, it could be a corner, but that's defense.
Yes. They're not taking a wide receiver at 27.
I mean,
like, I think it's
probably not. Like, if the kid from Ohio State was there?
Yeah, Ibekwe.
Yeah. I mean,
Ibuke, sorry.
Could you do that, trademark Andrews, right? You become much more of an 11 personnel team. You're not worried about the, collecting tight ends anymore. You extend Likely, who's basically a wide receiver.
Yes.
You still got Ricard. Kohler's your blocker. I mean, could you do that? Now D-Hop really becomes just a situational, jump ball in the red zone guy and just deep depth. Do I think they could? I think for the right kid, they could. And my suspicion is that might be the right kid. Now, I think Pittsburgh really likes him. I think the Rams really like him, but they've got other needs. And Pittsburgh could have a quarterback staring him in the face. We'll do a deeper dive on them a little later in the show. I guess wide receiver would be the only one.
Like, if by some miracle, the Arizona wide receiver McMillan or the Texas wide receiver Golden.
That would shock me.
If they somehow, because I don't see how it happens, but if by some miracle, and we see guys slip.
Yeah.
But if one of those dudes slips to 27. Like, they run the card up for one of those guys.
I think it'd be hard. Again, factoring in all the other players that would have to be gone in order for that to take place,
mm-hmm.
then you could have a wide receiver who's sitting there, and you know, you could say that we struggled to have enough for so long. Now, can you really have too many? And you know, the Bateman extension might be trickier than we think. And Zay's got a different body type, right? So even if you pay Zay big, you still would want to have some guys who are built a little differently for the long term.
And as you pointed out, at the running back position, the kid O'Marrion Hampton from North Carolina or Travion Henderson from Ohio State, if one of those kids is sitting there at 27.
I don't know that they could do. Could they do that? I don't. That'd be a tough sell.
I don't see how they do it, but Hampton, I don't know how Hampton's getting past Denver. Is Sean Payton really?
Unless they take Henderson, I am not sold that Sean Payton thinks that his rankings of running backs are exactly like Mock Draft Nation's rankings of running backs. His rankings of quarterbacks last year were not like Mock Draft Nation's ranking of quarterbacks.
He loved Bo
Nix. I'm not sure he doesn't like Ohio State more. And if who's going to tell him if he does, no one's going to say, this guy really likes the UNC. Draft Knicks think UNC is the number two running back. Nobody's saying a damn thing. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I could see that happening. Like, we talked about with the, I could see the tight end two, allegedly, air quotes, Loveland going before Warren. Now, again, I think they're both going by 14. We're probably talking the difference between three or four spots. So I'm not going to get too caught up in that. But
sure.
I think there could be a third running back who gets taken. Now, again, can they trade out? Is there somebody who looks at that value and says, we really want it, and they wait to day two and see what's left at edge? There'll certainly be D tackles they like. There'll be a safety that they like. It won't be one of the probably two big safeties. But I'm not sure that they're going to be there anyway.
To your point, and we discussed it last segment, if Cleveland comes calling for 27 because there's a quarterback they like, and you trade back to the second pick of the second round.
I think they would love that.
Yes.
Especially if the board is picked apart.
Yes.
If we're into five or six D tackles gone and four edge are gone and the two safeties are gone, and so it's, you know, offensive line prospects but not studs. Yes, I think their dream scenario would be somebody moves up for a skill guy, and especially if they only had a fallback till the second pick at Friday, that would be great for them.
How soon does Genty come off the board?
If I had to do an exercise right now, I would put him fifth to the Jags.
Wow.
And he goes no further down than 10th to the Bears. To me, 5 to 10 is absolutely his sweet spot.
Like, do the Raiders, like, how do they bench? Like, I feel like if he's there at six, they take
him. They could. I don't think he's going to be there at six, so I have them taking McMillan.
Interesting. Hey, we will continue talking football all through the show, including at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to Jonah Schaefer, get his thoughts on what the Ravens are doing in the draft. But coming up next, yesterday was disgusting. The Orioles lost to the Reds 24-2. They've only won two in a row once this year. They've only won one series. They sit at 9-12. How bad is it for the Orioles, or is it just early? We'll ask our friend Jacob Calvin Meyer. He's an Iowa Hall of Famer, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.